Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, you're swinging down the lane with David Miller. Today, a warm word of greeting to listeners to WZLP in Loudonville, Ohio. We're all going to hear the desert island choices of Bert Topper, who, when not stranded in the middle of the ocean, lives in Richardson, Texas. He has lots of favorite recordings, as it turns out. This is the third program based on his favorites. So let's, without further ado, jump in with the first selection of the day. We have a heaping helping of Vaughn Monroe, not the deep baritone singing voice, but rather the lightly swinging band under his direction. I don't know what the title means, but it does swing all right. Candy Kid Takes the Count. The Vaughn Monroe Band in a swinging mood. And if you're in a singing mood, we have Frank Sinatra waiting to entertain you. This is vintage Sinatra from the days when he was recording on Columbia back in 1952. The orchestra was conducted by Axel Stordahl, and I notice it was peopled by several alumni of the Glenn Miller Civilian Band, Zeke Zarkey, Johnny Best, and Jimmy Priddy. Also, an alumnus from the Goodman Band, Babe Russin, and Les Brown's tenor man, Ted Nash. Great background for Frank as he swings Birth of the Blues.
These are the blues.
nothing but blues. Oh, they say some people long ago were searching for a different tune, one that they could croon as only they can. They only had the rhythm, so they started swaying to and fro. They didn't know just what to use. This is how the blues really began. They heard the breeze in the trees singing weird melodies, and they made the start of the blues. And from a jail came the wail of a downhearted frail, and they played that as a part of the blues. From a whippoorwill way up on a hill, they took a new note, pushed it through a horn until it was worn into a blue note. And then they rehearsed it, and then sent out that news that the Southland gave birth to the blues. They nursed it, then they rehearsed it, send out that news that the Southland, they gave birth to the blues.
Sinatra Swings. I mentioned the Glenn Miller Civilian Band earlier. Now we have the Armed Services Band that he led before his plane was lost over the English Channel. The band played on for several months thereafter under the direction of Jerry Gray. In October of 1945, the orchestra was back stateside and playing concerts for radio broadcasts. We hear an old folk song, Oranges and Lemons, from one of those broadcasts.
Overseas, Major Glenn Miller's Army Air Forces Orchestra played a total of 528 programs over the Allied Expeditionary Forces radio network. That network identified itself to listeners with a tiny tinkling jingle that sounded like this. That little seed planted itself in Sergeant Jerry Gray's fertile imagination, and the good Sarge came up with a good arrangement sung now by the crew chiefs as the All-Soldier Orchestra offers Oranges and Lemons. Thank you.
the bells of Kilkenny. When will you pay me? Say the bells of Bow Valley. When I grow rich, say the bells of Shoreditch. When will that be? Say the bells of Stepney. I do not know, says the great bell of Bow.
Here comes a candle to light you to bed, and here comes an angel to watch overhead.
Oranges and lemons, say the bells of St. Clement. You owe me a penny, say the bells of Kilkenny. When will you pay me, say the bells of Old Bailey. When I grow rich, say the bells of Shoreditch.
Miller to Basie, a nice, smooth segue. What's more, the Mills brothers team up with Basie to sing the words that Johnny Mercer penned for a song composed in 1902 by Paul Linke for his operetta Lysistrata. It's Glowworm.
Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. See us, lest too far we wander. Love, sweet voices calling yonder. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Hey there, don't get dimmer, dimmer. Light the path below, above, and lead us on to love.
Glow, little glowworm, fly a fire. An incandescent wire, glow for the female of the species. Turn on the AC and the DC. This night could use a little brightness. Light up, you little old bug of lightning. When you gotta glow, you gotta glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow.
South aeronautic over weaver, illuminate yon woods primeval.
I've got a gal that I love so.
Glow, little glowworm, glow. Glow, little glowworm, dig that rhythm. Show all the boys how you swing with them. Won't you please come home, Bill Basie? And when the count is really romping, walk in and do some raunchy stomping.
You've got a tough spot in the show.
Glow, little glow and glow. Glow, little glow and glow. Glow, little glow and glow.
We had The Birth of the Blues, courtesy of Frank Sinatra. Now the Jimmy Lunceford Orchestra gives us The Uptown Blues. We'll have some fun on our next recording. Anita O'Day from her days with the Gene Krupa Band, before she started to work with Stan Kenton and later pursue a solo career. On That's What You Think, she indulges not exactly in scat singing, but maybe more accurately called crooning. Whatever we call it, it makes for smooth listening. Thank you.
dole, dole, bo, dole, dole. Ba, 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 ba. That's what you think I couldn't be fooled. No, no, not me.
Anita O'Day, backed by the Gene Krupa Orchestra. You're swinging down the lane with David Miller. Today, Desert Island Favorites, with many more to come. How about something from the Charlie Barnett Band? We'll be celebrating the 100th anniversary of his birth later this year, but we'll provide a taste of his style and his sax playing to get you in the mood. Afternoon of a Mokes, it's called. Mokes, you say? Yes, back in 1940, it was a slang word for someone who was a complete loser. In World War II, its equivalent was the sad sack. Oh yes, that's the answer to last week's quiz, the definition of a Mokes. When I hear the title of a song, What a Little Moonlight Can Do, I immediately think of Billie Holiday, who made a notable recording of the song, backed by Teddy Wilson's small band. But she didn't own the song, as will become immediately evident. Here's Nancy Wilson, who came along a couple of decades after Billy. She was born in 1937 in Chillicothe, Ohio.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you. You're in love, your heart's a flutter, and all day long you only stutter, 'cause your poor tongue just will not utter the word I love you. Ooh, 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 what a little moonlight can do. Wait a while till the moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get bold, you can't resist him, and all you say when you have kissed him is ooh, 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 what a little moonlight can do. You're in love, your heart's a flutter, and all day long you only stutter, 'cause your poor tongue just will not utter the word I love you. Wait a while till a moonbeam comes peeping through. You get bold, you can't resist him, and all you say when you have kissed him is ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Wait a while till a moonbeam comes peeping through.
Another instrumental on the turntable now, compliments of Cab Calloway, the king of Heidi Ho. We tend to think of him as leading a comedy band because of his theme song, Minnie the Moocher, but he had a very solid swing band, and that's evident as they play a little something called Savage Rhythm.
Thank you.
For a complete change of pace, we have an outstanding recording by one of the best band leaders of the 1940s, Claude Thornhill. He never put out a bad side, but somehow never got the fame he so richly deserved. Perhaps his best-known effort was one that featured Fran Warren and a very sympathetic rendering of a song that was recorded by the band in 1946, A Sunday Kind of Love. Our desert island denizen today, Bert Topper, is partial to an arrangement of Gershwin's O Lady Be Good that was played by the Glenn Miller-led service band. In the early days, when Glenn was Captain Miller, the orchestra was stationed on the campus of Yale University and came into New York for regular weekly broadcasts. From one of those broadcasts, here's the Bill Finnegan arrangement of Old Lady Be Good. What more can be said about Louis Armstrong that hasn't been said already? Known the world over for his trumpet playing, but equally renowned for his vocalizing, as on this number, It Takes Time, from the mid-1940s.
Let your gal see the light. It takes time. It isn't always love at sight. From the first little glance till she's ready for romance. Remember, little man, it takes time. It takes time to make the coffee percolate. It takes time to get your gal to set the date. From the first moonlit walk till you get the baby talk. Remember, little man, it takes time. Now, Rome wasn't built in a day, they say, not to mention pyramids and Sphinx. It took old Rip Van Winkle all of 20 years to squeeze the living daylights out of 40 winks. It takes time. You turn the winter into spring. It takes time to get the dough and get the ring. From the first little smile till you're walking down the aisle. Remember, little man, it takes time. Built in a day, they say, not to mention the pyramids and Sphinx. It took old Rip Van Winkle old 20 years to squeeze the living daylights out of 40 winks. It takes time to turn the winter into spring. It takes time to get the dough, to get the ring. From the first little smile till you're walking down the aisle. Remember, little man, it takes time.
The inimitable Louis Armstrong, and It Takes Time. You're swinging down the lane with David Miller. Before we continue, a trivia question for you. What band leaders were listed on one record as the Hollywood Hucksters? Answer next week. But if you think you know the answer, why don't you go to our website, click on Trivia Time, and enter our contest. The website, swingingdowntheLane.com. Today, the Desert Island Favorites of listener Bert Topper from Richardson, Texas. We introduce the big band under the direction of vibraphonist Terry Gibbs. Terry is still playing at the age of 88. In fact, he was featured at a jazz party in Newport Beach only last month. Here he is with his big band and a subdued version of Moonglow. Thank you. Glow by the Terry Gibbs Big Band. If you'd like to know more about him, check out his autobiography called, suitably enough, Good Vibes. Now we turn our attention to Duke Ellington, always innovative, always good to listen to. Another of his 1,000-plus compositions, this one is Harlem Airshaft.
In the band and I are coming at you on this V-Disc. And now, with Rex Stewart on trumpet, we fall right into that Harlem air shaft.
We've heard from vocalists Frank Sinatra, Louis Armstrong, Fran Warren, Anita O'Day, and Nancy Wilson today. How about letting another lady join the group? Ella Fitzgerald, that's who, and a scatting version of Blue Lou.
Blue, blue, Her baby was such a phony. He left her blue and lonely. Blue, blue, true blue. So blue and broken hearted, before her romance got started, crying, sighing is all she ever do. Forgetting, regretting the love she never knew. So she's so blue, true till she discover her lover, she'll always be Miss Blue. Bubble do ba do ba do ba ba do ba do do ba da 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 ba da ba da 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 da.
That wraps up today's proceedings. For a playlist, go to swingingdownthelane.com and click on Tune Me In. Our Desert Island resident suggests we do a bit of change of pace and present a different version of our theme song. Glad to oblige, here's the Will Bradley Band and Swinging Down the Lane.
Thank you.
You're invited to tune in again and go swinging down the lane with David Miller.
On WYYR.com.
Hey, boss.
What is it, Rochester?
Well, you forgot to say yes to your radio.
Oh, all right. Well, it's on WYYR.com, yesteryear radio.
Yeah, but you forgot to say it, boss.
But, Rochester, I just said it, yesteryear radio.
Well, you didn't say it the first time.
I know, Rochester, but I said it that time. This is Jack Benny on WYYR.com, yesteryear radio. Gee.
Welcome to America's Swings. I'm your host, Torres Sight Jr. For the next half hour, sit back and relax as we celebrate the music of the golden age of American entertainment. Our guest today is a native-born Californian, a true star in every sense of the word. She has appeared in over 40 motion pictures, graced the stage on Broadway, Las Vegas, and here in Los Angeles at the Hollywood Bowl, and guest starred on numerous major television shows, as well as devoting most of her private life to philanthropic endeavors. Without question, the most famous redhead ever, Rhonda Fleming, is with us in studio. We'll be right back with the spellbinding movie star after these brief messages on America Swings.
Music so wonderfully romantic and unabashedly fun. You could dance all night. That's what you get with a big band. Throw the party your friends will rave about for years with Horace Heidt and his Musical Nights. This immortal big band that's performed the world over, including at a presidential inaugural ball, could turn your next party into an event. Don't miss this opportunity to throw the party of a lifetime with one of the longest-running big bands in music history. For bookings, call Daryl at Horace Heidt Productions at 818-995-6827. That's 818-995-6827. Call now or go to www.bigbands.com and book Horace Heidt and his Musical Nights. It'll be the party your friends will rave about for years. That's 818-995-6827.
If the music you hear on America Swings puts a smile on your face or takes you back to a special time of precious memories and happiness, you'll be thrilled to know that you can hear it 24 hours a day. That's right. Any music heard on America Swings is available for sale on the website bigbands.com. At bigbands.com, you'll discover the music that made America the music capital of the world. Recordings of big bands as well as current artists are available. Of course, you'll find the music of Horace Heidt Sr. and Jr. and the music of all the guests appearing on the America Swings radio show. CDs of each America Swings radio show are also available. So enjoy America Swings while it's on your local station. And then enjoy the music and the show again with CDs from bigbands.com. That's www.bigbands.com. Keep that smile and those precious memories going 24 hours a day at bigbands.com.
I'm Horace Heidt Jr., and this is America Swings, and we're back with our guest, Rhonda Fleming. Rhonda, it is such an honor to have you on the show.
Horace, it's my honor. This is such a treat to come here because I knew your dad years ago, and to come here and see this marvelous collection of memorabilia, and I hope that you have a place to really let everybody come to see it one day.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I am just in awe of your wonderful career, and I just had no idea what a fabulous singer you are. And we're going to take one thing at a time,
and I wanted to start with you. You were born right here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, born right here, born and raised right in, born in L.A. and raised in Beverly Hills. Went to every school, Beverly High, El Rodeo, Carthage Circle, name them. I went to, I was an alumni of them, and really hadn't, just everything was like a, what happened with me was like a fairy tale story for me, really. Running to school one day, and
tell us that story.
It's amazing because I was running to Beverly Hills High School one day, and I was a little late, and I took my shoes off, and I was going to do a little play at the school, and I had my hair and my makeup on, a little bit of makeup on, and I was running. It was early in the morning. Nobody was around, except all of a sudden I saw this black car that started following me from one street to another, looking at me, and this man was looking at me, and I thought I'd run faster and cross the street. Finally, on the third block, he blocked my path, and I went, oh my gosh, Mother warned me about people like this. And he got out of the car, and he came up, and he said, young lady, and this is what's so ridiculous, it's true, sounds like it was a fairy tale story, young lady, have you ever thought of being in motion pictures? Now, I was like, I don't know, 15, I guess.
Wow.
I said, no, sir, and I'm late for school, and I got to go. So then he asked me about where I lived and could he talk to my mother, and he did talk with her and went home. And when I got home that afternoon, Henry Wilson, a famous agent in those days, was really the instrument in getting me started.
What an incredible story. And were you planning to be an actress?
No.
you come from a theatrical family, right? Your mom?
Yes. My grandfather was John C. Graham of Salt Lake City, who carried Maude Adams on the stage for the first time. He was a very famous actor in those days. And then my mother was a very famous actress and model in New York. And so she wanted me to follow in her footsteps, but I was going to be a secretary. I thought I just took a commercial course because I didn't enjoy mathematics at all. So I thought I'd take a commercial course. I won't have to have something. But I did love to sing, and Mother and I would sing together. And it was great just to know that when I got started, but I never had a chance to sing.
We're going to get a chance to hear you on this show.
Okay.
And if you agree, and I hope you do, I'd love to have you back on another show to even hear more of your singing.
Yeah.
But I wanted to know, what was your first movie that you did when you were in high school?
Well, that's so crazy because, as I said, I love to sing. And I took voice lessons like crazy from the time I was 14. But all of a sudden, I'm stuck with, hired by David O. Selznick, who never made a musical. And he put me under contract, 7-year contract, and out of the blue, he hands me the role of a this is funny. My agent said, you just got your first part at Selznick's. I said, what is it? He said, well, you're going to have a top featured role with Ingrid Bergman and Gregory Peck. And I said, well, what's the role? He said, well, you're going to play the role of a mental patient in a mental institution, a nymphomaniac. Horace, I didn't know what a nymphomaniac was. I had no clue. And I went home and told my mother, who was a devout Mormon, she didn't know what. We looked it up in the dictionary, and that's the way I played Spellbound. And the role was really, Hedda Hopper had me listed as maybe I would have a supporting award. They went back for 3 days to try to make it larger, but it didn't work. It was really Ingrid Bergman and Gregory Peck. But what a thrill to start like that.
What an incredible movie, and that was Alfred Hitchcock, right?
Alfred Hitchcock.
What a way to start.
I know it. And then one day David Selznick said, I want you to go over to Paramount Pictures. Bing Crosby's looking for a leading lady because he wants a newcomer. And I was so new, he sent me over to sing for Bing, and I'll explain that to you when you want it.
Well, good. You know, what I want to do is hear one of your songs, because I just think you have one of the most angelic voices I've ever heard.
Thank you. I
just love your singing, and you brought a CD of some of your songs, and this first song is Don't Take Your Love From Me. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you like about that song before?
Well, you know, when I did, the only music I did was Bing and the Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's Court, and they didn't even use the original score for that. So it was a new score, but weren't big hits. So when I had a chance to go to Vegas and perform there, I opened the Tropicana Hotel, or followed Eddie Fisher in Tropicana, and I sang all these songs I wanted to sing. And that particular one is from the Rhonda album that came out, I think, in early 1961 or something, 1962. So this is one of the songs that I sang on the that I sang in Vegas.
Well, let's give it a listen. Here's Rhonda Fleming singing "Don't Take Your Love From Me."
Such a thrill for me to hear you and to have you play them for me because no one really knew I sang, and I missed that whole era, you know, with David Selznick, and they stopped making the MGM musicals. But that was Frank Comstock that
on
the Rhonda album that I made.
Yeah.
And it's so funny the fact that too, when I sang with Bing, I had an old maestro teacher that used to say, "You sing on the note as the composer intended it to be. Never, never, never go boo, 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 boo like a Bing Crosby." Never dreaming that I was one day going to star with Bing Crosby. And he's the one that said to me, "Well, now, Rhonda, you have a lovely high voice, but you've got to come down a whole octave because that's where I sing." I said, "But Bing, I've never sung down there." He said, "Try it, because if you're going to sing with me, you have to." So I had to lower down this classical voice that I'd studied to sing down a whole octave, and that's the way I worked with Bing.
I am just in awe. Your voice is as beautiful as you are. I mean, it is, and your phrasing.
Well, I was.
It's, you know, every word is communicating.
I was a trained singer, and it was hard for me actually even sing songs like that. I was singing, you know, light opera. So suddenly to be singing these songs, I just realized that I wanted to give it a lot of heart. And as an actress, I was just giving the, you know, letting the words be meaningful, and it came out fine. And Bing helped me, you know, very much in getting more not so classical sounding. So.
Wow. Well, we're going to hear a lot more of your songs, but I just wanted to continue on with some of the movies you did, because you worked with all the top leading men, and you started off in Spellbound, and then you did the Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's Court, and then you worked with Bob Hope, The Great Lover was the name of the movie. What was it like working with Bob?
Well, I did too with Bob, and it was Alias Jesse James was a really cute comedy. He was wonderful. Oh gosh, I loved Bob. He was just a charming. But you know what? He would rehearse and rehearse and rehearse. Well, he walked on the set one day when I was doing a Connecticut Yankee with Bing, and of course they were very close friends, and Bing introduced us, and Bob said, "Well, I guess if you can use her, I can too." So the next thing I know, he hired me to star with him in The Great Lover. But it was black and white, like a hard black and white. I didn't really like it that much. But he was delightful to work with. And then about 10 years later, he hired me for Alias Jesse James. I don't know, it was maybe 5 years later. I've forgotten the dates. But that was such fun. And I did a lot of shows with Bob and got to sing on some of his shows.
Well, gee, I can see why. And then you work with Ronald Reagan. And
four with Ronnie.
Four with Ron.
Four little family
friends. Was he fun to work with? He's one of my heroes.
He's one of my heroes, too. But at the time, he was just another actor, you know, in that era. I had been given different actors, you know, to work with me. And I thought, well, gee, he's such a nice man. And he was such a gentleman and such a sweetheart, never dreaming I'm kissing the, what was it, the 70, the, what, which the president of the United States.
Which president, the 70, I don't remember the number.
I don't either, but.
But he certainly.
We had such a great, they put us together about four different times. I guess there was some chemistry.
Yeah.
And we had a great time. And when I went to the White House, after he became president, I thought, what am I going to say to him as I stand in line getting ready to see him? All I could think of was one of the films we made was called Tennessee's Partner. So I just said, "Hi, Tennessee's Partner," and he gave me a big hug. That was just a beautiful, beautiful time.
Yeah.
He is my hero, too. All of us, I think, what a blessing it was to have had those four films with him.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, you know, Charlton Heston, Glenn Ford, Burt Lancaster, mm-hmm. Rock Hudson, Kirk Douglas. He did Gunfight at the OK Corral.
Yeah, Gunfight.
That's a classic.
That was great working with those two great stars. There was no other Burt Lancaster. There's never been another one. And Kirk Douglas. And I think I ended up with a horse, actually, but it was great. It was great, and it has become a classic, yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask you, many of your roles, you've fluctuated between good and bad girls. Which one do you personally prefer?
Well, that's a hard... I really enjoyed playing bad girls, you know, I guess because I'm kind of a good girl. It just lets some of the steam out when I get to play those roles, but some of them were really, really... I look back and say, why did I do that? Why did I do that? Of course, the money was good, too, and working with the stars I worked with. But it was, I started as a character actress. So Selznick would loan me out for Spiral Staircase and a variety of character parts, which I loved. And when they suddenly discovered me for Technicolor, I didn't like it at all. I went, I don't like this a bit. They're fussing with me and the, you know, fiddling with all of a sudden the lipstick and the makeup was not the same with black and white. So I didn't like it. And Bing was always fiddling like a little mother hen with because he's the one that chose me for the role.
But you kind of made the whole Technicolor with your beautiful red hair and
I guess so. Well, everyone looked good in Technicolor, but I didn't like being called Technicolor Queen, and that was like a put down. I wanted to be an actress, you know?
Right. Oh, I understand.
But see, Horace, I had never studied to be an actress, never had any background, so for me to be thrust into this business was like God had his hand on me. There was some reason which I'm able to use today for good, which I'm grateful for.
Well, I just want to hear another song. Because,
thank you.
I feel like I've discovered the greatest secret in Hollywood. The major movie star is one of the best singers I've ever heard.
It's such a thrill. I just hope that your listeners are going to enjoy them, too.
Oh, believe me, they are. And now, the next tune we have is Love Me or Leave Me. Do you have a story about that or... You know,
Leave Me was, they asked me, I didn't think I was right for that when I first got it, and I thought, well, so I worked at it a little bit, and I'm kind of glad I did, because it was a little swingy, kind of ties in with, you know, your kind of music, so I don't even know when I think it was, Did I do that on the album?
Yes, it's on your CD. Yeah.
It's on the Rhonda album.
Rhonda album, right.
Right. So I think I chose that to bring to you. I hope they like it.
Let's give it a listen. Here's Rhonda Fleming doing Love Me or Leave Me.
Love me or leave me, and let me be lonely. You won't believe me that I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Don't want to borrow, to have it today and to give back tomorrow. For my love is your love, there's no love for nobody else.
I'm Horace Hite Jr. This is America Swings, and we're in studio with Rhonda Fleming. And what a cut!
I had no
Doris Day, move over.
Oh, hardly.
I'm telling you, I'm a band leader, and your phrasing is just beyond compare.
Actually, they had trouble with that because it was so. I finished a T or an S was a little too much. They had trouble getting some of those out because I was so classically trained. And for me to do this kind of number was when I first heard it, I thought, I don't think I should put that on there. And then somebody said, no, use that. That's good because you're going to do a swing, you know, band show. And so I'm glad I did. Thank you for playing that.
Oh, I mean, that band is swinging, too.
Isn't
that's the thing that I love about it.
Doc, and then we have, I sent Skitch Henderson also I worked with, and I think that was something I hope you're going to play.
We're definitely going to do it later, but I wanted to mention that not only did you do all these wonderful movies that you still can buy on Amazon.com, and we have to mention your website.
Thank you, yeah.
RhondaFleming.com.
That's right, and they can write me directly with RhondaFleming.com to my, I get it on my email, and I'd love to hear from people on how they liked the song.
Can they order this CD there?
You know what? I'd love to. I would definitely put that on there.
That would be great. I hope you do that because I just think it's outstanding. I wanted to talk about Broadway because you debuted on Broadway in The Women, and that was a thrill. Was that after some of the movies or?
Yes, I absolutely had never been to New York. I had never played Broadway. And out of the blue, I had been off the screen for about 5 years. I had married, and when that sort of ended, I had to go back to work. And I went to an agent one day, and William Morris, and I said, I'm going to have to get back. He said, well, people are going to think you're dead. I said, well, I'm not. I'm very much alive, and I need to go to work. So the first thing he came up with was to fly back and try out for The Women on Broadway, which was a cast that was top-notch. And I did fly back. I did get it. I had to move everything back to New York, including my two little dogs, and found a place because you never know how long a show is going to last, and got an apartment, and we played about 6 months with this wonderful show, The Women. When the original Women by Claire Booth Luce was not a comedy. I mean, it was very... by the time we did it, all those years passed, it was funny the way the women did. So I was there, and then I came home and did Kismet at the Music Center.
And you sang in that, right?
I sang a lot in that.
Well, that's not... That's a lot of singing. That isn't casual.
2.5 hours. La Lume was a very... Not since Nineveh, da-da-dee-da. Boy, it was not the kind of song. I wanted to sing all the pretty songs from Kismet, but I played La Lume, and it was a tricky one to play. And I had a wonderful run with that.
And then also you did a one-woman concert at the Hollywood Bowl. Singing Cole Porter and Irving Berlin.
I was on the road for 10 weeks doing Gershwin, and I think it was Gershwin tour and then a Cole Porter tour. I think we were that was with Skitch, so then I did the Hollywood Bowl, and yeah, that was such a treat to walk out on that stage at the Hollywood Bowl. I'd been there many times, but I didn't realize that when I walked out, nobody was there because, you know, there's this delay, and suddenly I hear the applause, but I thought, nobody's out here, nobody's applauding. So that was great. Yeah.
Well, Rhonda, we need to take one more break, and then we'll be right back with you on America Swings.
Music so wonderfully romantic and unabashedly fun. You could dance all night. That's what you get with a big band. Throw the party your friends will rave about for years with Horace Heidt and his Musical Nights. This immortal big band that's performed the world over, including at a presidential inaugural ball, could turn your next party into an event. Don't miss this opportunity to throw the party of a lifetime with one of the longest running big bands in music history. For bookings, call Daryl at Horace Heidt Productions at 818-995-6827. That's 818-995-6827. Call now or go to www.bigbands.com and book Horace Heidt and his Musical Nights. It'll be the party your friends will rave about for years. That's 818-995-6827. Come home to a sanctuary. A lush paradise of tropical plants, azure pools, and trickling waterfalls. Come home to Horace Heidt Country Club Estates. 10 acres of luxury in the heart of Sherman Oaks. Enjoy the 18-hole three-par golf course, tennis court, 4 large swimming pools, and state-of-the-art health spa with masseuse on call, right in your own backyard. The Horace Heidt Country Club Estates are 10 acres of surprisingly affordable luxury within easy access of downtown, Beverly Hills, Hollywood, and Santa Monica. It's resort living in the heart of Sherman Oaks. You can return to an apartment or come home to your own private sanctuary in the Horace Heidt Country Club Estates. Call today for an appointment and see for yourself. Call 818-784-8211. That's 818-784-8211. Horace Heidt Country Club Estates. Resort living in the heart of Sherman Oaks. 818-784-8211.
We're back with our guest, Rhonda Fleming, on America's Swings. And Rhonda, unfortunately, we've run out of time.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Can I be invited back?
I would be so honored if you would come back next week.
I'd love it.
I want to hear some more of your beautiful songs. I just can't get over what a fabulous singer you are.
I'm telling you, that is such a beautiful compliment. I'm so appreciative that you're playing the songs that I don't think anyone's really heard.
Well, I can tell you that you can sing with my band anytime
okay.
you want to.
Yeah, I can get another job. That's good. Does it pay well?
It pays okay.
I'll do it for nothing, Horace.
And also, we want to remind people to go back to your website, RhondaFleming.com,
yeah.
to write you and contact you.
Please do. And if they're interested in a CD, I will see that they get one. Uh-huh.
Great. We'll close America Swings by playing When I Fall in Love, as sung by our guest, Rhonda Fleming, the multi-talented, most beautiful redhead I've ever had on my show. Tune into America Swings next week when we visit with Rhonda Fleming to hear more about her extraordinary career and listen to more of her favorite songs. Until next week, saying good day to Monica, wishing you all good health and good luck, and may God bless you all.
It will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you.
Yes, this is Bob, USO Hope, on WYYR.com. So thanks for the memory. We love to hear great songs and dream of Dorothy L'Amour's sarongs. And I want to tell you, you can't do better than listening to our kind of music on some of the great, great programs here on WYYR.com, Yesteryear Radio.